Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I always want to tell people, Ron, for me, my experience, and that's all I can go with, is I knew I had to get sober. I knew I should get sober. I knew I needed to get sober. I didn't want to get sober, and then one day I did. And that only can come from God. I mean, that was the first miracle of my recovery, was I actually did want to get sober. And it took me 7 years of, you know, in and out. I'd make it 3 months and all that. And I always tell people, don't ever, ever, ever give up, because God never gives up on you. And it happens.
That's right. And your wanting was God's grace.
Oh, absolutely.
You never would have wanted that. And the reason that no man would want that is because the Bible says that we are all depraved. We were all born in bondage to sin. And without a change, which what the Bible calls regeneration, without God regenerating a man, bringing him from death to life, he won't want to recover. He loves sin. That's what the scripture says.
Absolutely.
Sinners love sin. And I loved sin. I loved drugs. I loved the excitement of criminal activity. I loved taking from others what didn't belong to me. I loved those things. And that's what sinners do. They love sin until God regenerates them and brings them from death to life. And he begins that work in their life that we've been talking about.
I love that.
I do too. That's really powerful, Ron. You know, and I love Genesis 8:21 that says, every inclination of the heart is evil from childhood.
That's right.
And, boy, I think one of the first rules of holes is, when you're in one, stop digging. And I think that's, I think what George is making, what he's talking about is you have to be proactive, but you're not going to want to stop digging unless God gives you the strength to stop digging.
That's right.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.